We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, harmonious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Khotil on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Network Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhua Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchen Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Norway donates $50 million to Nigeria to enhance healthcare. In animal news, over 300 bird species are sighted in northern India. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, March 26th, the birth anniversary of the Persian prophet Zarathustra, the founder of Zoroastrianism, is commemorated. Zoroastrianism, believed to have begun over 3,000 years ago in ancient Iran, is considered one of the world's oldest religions. Good words, good thoughts, and good deeds are central tenets in Zoroastrianism. This special celebration of the birth of Prophet Zarathustra is a festive occasion which includes wearing new clothes, displaying fresh flowers, and gathering in temples for prayer. May all our brothers and sisters of the Zoroastrian faith be graced with illumination of this auspicious day.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Hello, harmonious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotil, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Network Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhua Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. Today in history, March 26, the birth anniversary of the Persian prophet Zarathustra, the founder of Zoroastrianism, is commemorated. Zoroastrianism, believed to have begun over 3,000 years ago in ancient Iran, is considered one of the world's oldest religions. Good words, good thoughts, and good deeds are central tenets in Zoroastrianism. This special celebration of the birth of Prophet Zarathustra is a festive occasion which includes wearing new clothes, displaying fresh flowers, and gathering in temples for prayer. May all our brothers and sisters of the Zoroastrian faith be graced with illumination of this auspicious day.
Fly-in news. United Arab Emirates assists Palestinian refugees. Partnering with the United Nations, the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent, or UAERC, is donating $6 million to benefit Palestinians living in Lebanon. The funds will be distributed to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East, or UNRWA, with $5 million going toward restoring over 300 shelters in South Lebanon and $1 million to construct temporary housing for displaced families. Providence bless your generous heart and gracious hosting, United Arab Emirates Red Crescent and Lebanon, which enables the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East to carry on its valued missions. Your combined assistance surely offers much-needed aid to the Palestinian people as we pray for their soon return to productive, normal lives.
Uganda to provide aid to millions of less fortunate citizens. With the help of donations from such entities as HelpAge International, the European Union, Britain's Department for International Development and Irish Aid, the government of Uganda plans for the first time ever to provide monthly financial support to disadvantaged families in 12 pilot districts beginning in October of this year. The direct cash provisions will help citizens meet their basic needs in such areas as food, healthcare, education, and housing. When fully implemented, the initiative will be assisting over 7 million eligible persons. Our deep gratitude and heaven bless Uganda and all international contributors for your noble assistance to this progressive program. Wishing the warm-hearted Ugandan people lives of opportunity, abundance, and peace.
Alcohol linked to pancreatic cancer. According to research in a journal published by the American Association for Cancer Research, daily alcohol consumption increases the risk of developing pancreatic cancer, a disease that is very often fatal. Women who had two or more alcoholic drinks per day were found to have a 41% greater risk of the disease. Our appreciation, U.S. researchers, for this valuable study. May our expanded understanding of alcohol's harmful effects lead to its soon vanishing from the lives of young and old alike.
Scotland and Australia take action to curb alcohol intake. The Scottish government is very concerned with how drinking is affecting society, noting that the illnesses and social problems associated with drinking cost the nation an estimated $3.15 billion per year. The government will thus be setting a minimum per unit price in the hope of deterring sales. Across the world, a study published in the Medical Journal of Australia states that since the federal government's tax on alcopop was implemented in April 2008, 91 million fewer of the fruit drinks containing alcohol have been sold. Our accolades and gratitude, Scotland and Australia, for these steps to protect the health of your bright citizens. We look forward to more and more governments promoting similar measures for the intoxicant-free well-being of all.
Benefits of alcohol bans.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the U.K.'s Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
First Lady Michelle Obama and celebrities inspire American youth. Speaking in several high schools throughout the region of the nation's capital were the First Lady of the United States and a group of successful women that included Grammy Award-winning singers Sheryl Crow and Alicia Keys, actresses Felicia Rashad and Fran Drescher, Olympic gymnast Dominique Dawes, and National Aeronautics and Space Administration astronaut Dr. Mae Jemison. Mrs. Obama spoke to the girl students of the need to set higher goals, saying that she has always worked hard to achieve her goals. She also answered the students' questions about life as the First Lady. A gracious salute to you, First Lady Michelle Obama, for your noble leadership in helping uplift the nation's youth. May the students whose lives you touch go on to inspire others toward constructive contributions that continue to brighten our world.
Colorado-USA Highway closed to permit animals safe passage. A 7-mile stretch of a busy interstate highway west of the city of Denver was closed for over an hour to assist 8 elk and 2 deer in safely crossing the multi-lane thruway. According to state wildlife officials, the animals had become stranded for several days on a 100-yard-wide median of the road. More than 40 people and 2 dozen vehicles from state and local police, highway and fire departments helped secure conditions so that the deer and elk could travel to the other side of the road where wildlife personnel had made a temporary opening in a fence for them to pass through. Colorado wildlife officials and all rescue personnel from the police, fire and highway departments, heaven rewards your thoughtful aid to our animal co-inhabitants. May all be protected to flourish in safe freedom and health.
Save our planet. Fish consumption causes environmental devastation. A Canadian Medical Association journal report urges healthcare practitioners to recommend plant-based fats instead of fish because their health benefits have actually been found to be questionable and the devastation to global fish supply is clear. The report states, these trends imply the collapse of all commercially exploited stocks by mid-century. Yet the dire status of fisheries resources is largely unrecognized by the public, who are both encouraged to eat more fish and are misled into believing we live in a sea of plenty. The scientists also point out that commercial fisheries are not a viable solution because up to 5 pounds of small fish are taken from the ocean to grow 1 pound of commercial fish. They suggest that healthcare practitioners instead recommend the healthy omega-3 fatty acids from algae, yeast, and other plant sources. We are encouraged by your report, Canadian researchers. Our prayer is that people everywhere receive this message and understand that plant-based foods preserve our own health and that of our valued aquatic co-inhabitants. In a video conference in December 2008 with dignitaries and the media in California, USA, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized the spiritual need to include all animals, including fish, in a compassionate meat-free diet.
I was informed also that people eat all kind of thing and call themselves vegetarian, even chicken vegetarian and fish vegetarian and all that. So now the definition is vegan. Vegan means absolutely no to all animal product, even to wear it or to advertise for it or to support anybody who does harm to animals. In any way at all, we have to protect the animals because that means protecting our great self, because our great self is love. Our true self is compassion. If we do not protect the animals, that means we are damaging, ruining, depleting, harming our true self, which is love, which is noble, which is compassion. That's what it is. Protect others means protect us. Protect animals means we're growing in greatness. We recognize again our great self.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet, beached whales in Australia rescued. On Monday, a pod of 87 longfin pilot whales and 5 bottlenose dolphins became the 5th large pod since November to be stranded on a beach in Western Australia state. Tragically, over 70 whales and 1 dolphin had already perished in the beaching, but rescuers were able to help 18 of the remaining marine mammals to the safety of the sea by Tuesday evening. Scientists do not know what is causing the increased cases of stranding, but Mike Bosley of the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society stated, "Certain species of whales are more prone to mass strandings because the social bonds between them are incredibly strong. If one animal is in trouble, the others won't leave him. Our hearts are saddened to know of the tragic fate of the marine co-inhabitants that did not survive. Let us strive even more to restore the conditions that protect these and other beautiful creations of the divine."
Save our planet. Thanet Earth Hydroponic Gardens opens in UK. Created by the United Kingdom's largest fresh produce supplier, Fresca Group, along with several independent Dutch growers, Thanet Earth is being constructed as home to 7 very large greenhouses, each containing vegetables grown year-round in nutrient-rich liquid instead of soil. This fresh hydroponically grown produce, grown in sustainable conditions that include CO2 recycling back to the plants, can develop up to 4 times faster and save at least 20% of the water used in conventional growing methods. Tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers are among Thanet Earth's first harvests being enjoyed by the public, with the project expected to provide many new jobs and an extra 15% of Britain's salad crops. A green thumbs up, Fresca Group and Dutch growers, for this large-scale achievement in hydroponic agriculture. As science advances with wisdom, may our compassion also expand in providing adequate nourishment for all.
Save our planet, Earth Hour 2009. Your light switch is your vote. Hundreds of millions of people are casting their global vote for action on climate change this year by turning off their lights for 1 hour on Saturday, March 28, 2009. Starting at 8:30 p.m. local time, cities, communities, organizations, businesses, and individuals around the world are participating in this historic event. 2 years ago, the first Earth Hour was launched by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, with just one city, Sydney, Australia. Since then, it has grown to this year's record number of 2,398 cities and towns in 83 countries that will be participating to show their concern.
So yeah, we're very excited about Earth Hour. It was an initiative which was first launched a couple of years ago in Australia by WWF and others. This year, 2009, March 28th, we're going global. And we're hoping to get many hundreds of millions of people in all the major countries of the world taking part. Also many iconic buildings around the world, also with all the lights going out at the same time. So if you're in space looking down, you'd see a swathe of darkness passing around the face of the planet. The idea for this is to send a really strong message of concern this year to the world's leaders, because this is the key year where we need to have a new global agreement on climate change.
This year's Earth Hour campaign is the world's first global election between Earth and global warming, with the goal of reaching 1 billion votes for Earth to urge world leaders to take action. The United Nations is also supporting Earth Hour's activities.
In New York, we will switch out the lights at UN headquarters. Other UN facilities around the world will also take part. I urge citizens everywhere to join us. Please send a strong message on climate change. Together, we can find the solution to this most serious of global challenges.
Thanking the World Wildlife Fund and all cities involved, we look forward to commemorating Earth Hour at 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 28, 2009.
May this year's event foster greater encouragement toward the protective actions needed to save our planet. You can find out more about Earth Hour at www.earthhour.org. Please tune in for Supreme Master Television's coverage of Earth Hour in the coming days.
Save Our Planet, U.S.-based family entertainment company Walt Disney announces plans to reduce carbon emissions from fuels 50% by 2012 and eventually achieve net zero direct greenhouse gas emissions at its office and retail complexes, theme parks, and cruise lines.
Save Our Planet. European Union Commissioner for Agriculture Marianne Fischer-Boel calls for widespread adoption of organic agriculture as an important tool for reversing global warming.
Jolly the Gopher, and I live on an animal-free diet. Today I have a tip on getting to know more about our animal co-inhabitants. Please see if your local park bureaus, environmental clubs, or community colleges offer tracking classes. They're lots of fun. You get to learn about the different types of animal tracks. Then, on your next hike or trip to the gorgeous outdoors, you'll be able to better determine and appreciate the variety of unique animals that are there, even without seeing them. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching. And now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News. The Supreme Master Qinghai's The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklet has now become available in two more languages, Igbo and Amharic. Igbo is spoken mostly in the southeastern region of Nigeria by approximately 20 to 35 million people. Amharic is the official language of Ethiopia and is spoken by about 27 million people. Some 2.7 million people in countries including Egypt, Israel and Sweden are also conversant in Amharic. The Key of Immediate Enlightenment, which is offered in over 70 other languages, is an introduction to the teachings of Supreme Master Qinghai. It can be read or downloaded free of charge at your convenience at www.godsdirectcontact.org or www.suprememastertv.com. It is a great blessing and honour to present Supreme Master Qinghai's The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklet in Igbo and Amharic. May all those seeking the path back to our eternal heavenly home be bestowed with much grace and wisdom.
In good governance news, Norway donates $50 million to Nigeria. The funds will be used to support good health care services, especially for mothers, babies and children in four northern Nigerian states of Jigawa, Katsina, Yobe and Zamfara.
The Norwegian ambassador to Nigeria, His Excellency Mr. Tore Nedrebo, applauded Nigeria's implementation of its national health insurance scheme, which has the goal of bringing affordable medical care to all.
Furthermore, Ambassador Tori Nedrebo encouraged the government to give special attention to women's health requirements. God bless this beautiful and selfless display of friendship, Norway. May Nigerians thrive in well-being with a future of bright tomorrows. Coming up, a survey in northern India finds over 300 bird species. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More happy news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
I'm Jolly the Gopher and I live on an animal-free diet. Today I have a tip on getting to know more about our animal co-inhabitants. Please see if your local park bureaus, environmental clubs, or community colleges offer tracking classes. They're lots of fun! You get to learn about the different types of animal tracks. Then, on your next hike or trip to the gorgeous outdoors, you'll be able to better determine and appreciate the variety of unique animals that are there, even without seeing them. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching! And now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association News, the Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklet has now become available in two more languages, Igbo and Amharic. Igbo is spoken mostly in the southeastern region of Nigeria by approximately 20 to 35 million people. Amharic is the official language of Ethiopia and is spoken by about 27 million people. Some 2.7 million people in countries including Egypt, Israel and Sweden are also conversant in Amharic. The Key of Immediate Enlightenment, which is offered in over 70 other languages, is an introduction to the teachings of Supreme Master Ching Hai. It can be read or downloaded free of charge at your convenience at www.godsdirectcontact.org or www.suprememastertv.com. It is a great blessing and honour to present Supreme Master Ching Hai's The Key of Immediate Enlightenment sample booklet in Igbo and Amharic. May all those seeking the path back to our eternal heavenly home be bestowed with much grace and wisdom.
In good governance news, Norway donates $50 million to Nigeria. The funds will be used to support good healthcare services, especially for mothers, babies and children in four northern Nigerian states of Jigawa, Katsina, Yobe and Zamfara.
The Norwegian ambassador to Nigeria, His Excellency Mr. Tori Nedrebo, applauded Nigeria's implementation of its national health insurance scheme, which has the goal of bringing affordable medical care to all.
Furthermore, Ambassador Tori Nedrebo encouraged the government to give special attention to women's health requirements. God bless this beautiful and selfless display of friendship, Norway. May Nigerians thrive in well-being with a future of bright tomorrows. Coming up, a survey in northern India finds over 300 bird species. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. More happy news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, delightful news for a satisfying world. In animal news, many types of birds are seen in northern India. At least 314 species of birds were found in the Greater Chandigarh region. The sightings occurred during a first-time survey conducted by the Avian Habitat and Wetland Society with the help of Haryana and Chandigarh Forest and Wildlife Departments. The findings included the speckled piculet, the fire-fronted serin, and the rufous-chinned laughing thrush. What great news to hear of such a variety of wonderful birds. Our sincere gratitude, the Avian Habitat and Wetland Society and the Forest and Wildlife Departments of Haryana and Chandigarh for promoting the appreciation and protection of our fine feathered friends. May our planet forever be graced by sweet birds singing joyous melodies.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day entitled First Time Father, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
His wife just delivered the first child, so he was going to the hospital to see her. But the nurse mistakenly took him to another ward to see another mother instead. When he walked into that room, the lady was laying with her back toward him. He bent down and kissed her on the cheek. The woman turned around and was very surprised to find a stranger. But before she said anything, he was smiling and said, "Wow, I didn't know that having a baby would change you so much."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, I am Muslim. Once watching one of your programs, it was Supreme Master Ching Hai's meeting with her disciples. I become so attracted that now I am watching Supreme Master television every evening. I am inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's words. Her humanistic activity are impressive. It is interesting that her words and the spirit of her teachings are similar to our Imam's activities and guidance. I mean spiritual leader of the Ismailis Muslim Aga Khan. Thank you for your fantastic television. Jalal from Tajikistan.
Genuine Jalal, it is wonderful to know that you are inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's words and actions. Her wisdom, compassion, and guidance at this critical time of our planet is an unfathomable blessing. Please share with your friendly fellow Tajikistanis that a vegan diet is crucial if we want to ensure our planetary survival. There are flyers and videos that can all be downloaded free of charge
from www.suprememastertv.com or invite your friends to watch our programs.
Our respectful regards to His Highness the Aga Khan. May heaven smile upon you and all your Tajikistani co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We would love to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be endowed with divine benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Bolivia is set to implement a program that offers food, education, and healthcare to children in less fortunate areas, with expectant mothers receiving extra financial support as well.
Following prolonged drought in a once flooded area of the Euphrates River, ancient archaeological sites in Iraq dating back 3000 BCE have been revealed.
International fast food chain store Burger King plans to launch a new all-veggie burger with the help of vegan activist and charity campaigner Heather Mills.
The World Health Organization announces that the widespread cholera infection in Zimbabwe is subsiding.
Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa and his secretary Lalit Wiratunga donate their monthly salary for the reconstruction of the country's northern rail track.
The Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in the USA reports that stroke patients with impaired visual awareness show improvements while listening to their music of choice.
Chinese High Official Li Changchun and Australian Minister for Environment, Heritage and the Arts, Peter Garrett, agreed to boost cultural cooperation between their nations.
Sudanese health officials have begun distributing health kits for children in 10 states across the south to include essential vaccinations, vitamin A, as well as mosquito nets to protect from malaria.
In Thailand, an 8-year-old boy was rescued safely from a third-floor ledge by a resourceful firefighter who dressed up as Spider-Man to gain the child's trust and calm response.
Saudi Arabia's Prince Nayef bin Abdulaziz is presented with a Lebanese honorary doctorate in political science for his achievements in diplomacy and his support to Lebanon.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.